don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. World Tour 08 continues. We are just south of Chicago today at a location dive facility called Hague Quarry. You can check it out, Hague Quarry. On the web, .com, headquarry.com on the web. And I brought along mermaids. This is actually the first time we've actually been to a dive location in the Chicagoland vicinity. Like I said, I think we're about an hour south of, downtown Chicago, International Airport. And I brought mermaids to the facility as well. I got Mermaid Denise. How you doing?
Not good, no. I feel like a link card today.
A link? I don't know what that is, but that can't be good.
I don't know what it is either, but I liked it. My waiter taught us that last night.
Okay, so something about the locals here told us about some kind of weird card. Mermaid Nikki is here as well. She was just sneezing, so I went to Denise first. How you doing?
Fabulous.
Are you having a good time so far?
Yes.
What do you think of this Hague Quarry we're at? It's pretty sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool, actually. It's pretty. It's different than I was expecting.
Yeah, you know, we've had a spring in Central Florida that we broadcast from before a couple times, 40 Fathom Grotto. And that's a very cool technical diving facility in Central Florida, which is, our home, home base of operations. And so it's easier for us to get to a place like that. And I didn't really know what to expect here at Hague Quarry, but I'm impressed. We kind of came over here yesterday and kind of got the lay of the land. And it's a huge park-like facility, and the divers come here and dive to their heart's content. It's pretty impressive, isn't it, Denise?
Yeah, it's impressive.
Evidently, the pollen count is pretty high, too, because Nikki keeps sneezing.
No, it's cotton, remember?
From the cottonwood trees. Yeah. It looks like it's snowing here in South Chicago, doesn't it?
Yeah, whenever we got off the plane and we were driving to our hotel, we thought it was snowing. But just so everybody knows, it wasn't snowing. It was cotton.
We also thought it was chicken feathers.
Feathers, yeah. It's amazing what booze will do and play, mind games on you, huh?
Denise thought there was maybe a really big chicken farm somewhere, and someone left the door open, and all the feathers are flying everywhere.
Yeah, there was some kind of accident with a chicken truck, or I don't know. You guys went on some weird tangent like that. But, hey, we're going to do some diving today. And, yes, it is a spring-fed quarry. As a matter of fact, let's talk to one of the Hagues themselves. Ben Hague is with us right now from Hague Quarry. How you doing, Ben? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
Doing good. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, back at you. Well, I should say thanks for having us. We haven't been to your facility before. So do you get out here and dive this place yourself? And just give us the background. How many years has this facility been in operation for divers?
For diving, we've been open for about 15 years for diving. It accommodates all different kinds of divers, from new divers to experienced divers. We've got everything to offer, from rental gear to air fills. We do it all here. It's a hidden paradise in the Midwest.
Yeah, well, I'm hip. I was expecting, my expectations weren't real high. Being a warm water wuss from Florida, it's hard to, look at these places when they say, hey, Greg, come up here and dive these 50-degree temperature waters where the visibility might be 10 on a good day. But that isn't the case here at Hague Quarry, is it?
No, it's we call it the Caribbean of the Midwest. I mean, it's a surprise. People come out here thinking they're going to see just a little pond, and when they get here, they're surprised to see all we offer and the size of the place and the visibility. It's a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, and I was thinking of something along the lines of of 40 Fathom Grotto, which is like a sinkhole in Florida. It's just like a big pit. And, you know, visibility can range on a good day, 30, 40 feet, maybe if you're lucky. But it's usually green and dark. It's not exactly Caribbean-style, you know, warm water wuss diving like I've been accustomed to with our travels, especially here on our latest tour. However, here at Head Quarry, surprised to find out when I get here, I look out in the water, you can see the bottom. I mean, so typical vis here is what?
Typically on a good day, like you said, it's about 30 to 40 feet, depending on where you're diving. If you're diving around open water students, on a bad day, it gets to maybe 5 feet. But if you get away from everybody, it's pretty good visibility, 30, 40 feet. It's great. A lot of fish to see, a lot of stuff to see in the area. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can see the bottom. Yeah, but divers could get in there and silt it up a little bit in certain areas. But the place is massive. I mean, you could fit like 10 40-fathom grottos in this, lake-like layout. I mean, it's pretty impressive, and you got it marked off with buoys and different things underwater. We're going to talk about some of the underwater attractions they have for the divers to play with. And, of course, the water temp. Right now, here we are in June, just south of downtown Chicago. Water temp at Head Quarry is hovering around what?
It's around 60 degrees at the surface. Obviously, the deeper you go, the colder it gets. The deepest part of the quarry is about 85 feet, and the temperature down there is probably in the high 40s. It's pretty cold.
High 40s, so that would be dry suit weather for most people, even here in Chicago, or are they still just strapping on the 5, 6, 10-mil wetsuits?
Well, the daring students that want to do their advanced classes and go deep, most of them are in wetsuits. But for experienced divers, majority of them that go deep and want to stick in the cold water, they wear their dry suits.
Yeah, it's impressive stuff. We're going to do that a little bit later today, and you'll hear all about it. Yes, I am actually going to do a dry suit dive because 60-degree water is probably too cold for a warm water wuss to just don a 8-mil, 7-mil wetsuit. So, DUI is doing a little demo thing here, so we might strap on a dry suit and jump in the water and play. And of course, we got the mermaids. You know, they don't wear wetsuits, Ben. Have you ever had mermaids here at Head Quarry?
No, this is going to be the first time. Everyone's pretty excited about the mermaids.
Yes.
They might be a little cold, but it's going to be fun.
Well, no, it's 62-degree temperatures. These girls are used to it. 62 is nothing to you, Mermaid Nikki, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, no. It's like a hot tub. I'm so used to 62.
It's like bath water. You know what I'm saying for her? So you're ready for this, right?
Totally not.
Well, come on, Nikki. Think positive. Focus on the positive. Channel that energy to warm your core because you're going to need it a little bit later on.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few Chicago divers that will help you guys stay warm. You think, Denise?
I think so.
Okay, she's willing to take a few. We need mermaid wranglers, Ben. Do you think you can help me out with that?
I think so. I think there's going to be plenty of them out here.
Yeah, I mean, over the course of a day, the place is jam-packed right now. We're setting that in the, the check-in office here in Head Quarry?
Yeah, this is where you come check in, get your air fills, get your rental gear, and then you leave here and jump into the water after this point.
Yeah, it's about 150 divers, 200 divers a day on a typical weekend day is what Tina, your ma, I guess, was telling me yesterday. We're going to talk to her a little bit later on. But, yeah, the parking lot's full. They're diving. They're having fun. And so they check into this facility. They sign their waivers. And I guess you guys have everything. Do you have, like, air tanks, rental gear, and everything here right here on property or what?
Yeah, we've got all different sizes of rental gear. We've got Nitrox tanks for rental, regular air tanks. Anything you need to dive, we got it.
Yeah, and you know they have some interesting underwater attractions here. They have a new program we found out at Our World Underwater where you actually can see an archaeological dig or something. We're going to find out about what that's all about, but you can actually learn how to excavate or underwater bones and things. Like, let's say we lose a mermaid, right, Ben? We can actually learn the technical way to go down there and, excavate your bones, your remains.
So if you lose one of us, you're just going to leave us down there, but it goes to a good cause, so that's okay?
Right. It'll be a new dive site. You can have, that's the site of the mermaid bones. You know, something like that, you think, Ben? Would that work?
I think that would be great. That'd probably bring us a lot more divers.
Yes, you're always looking for a new twist. What's that?
Everybody wants to see a dead mermaid.
Well, who doesn't? Come on, yeah. You know, we're kind of getting old and tired with the young live ones. We need a few dead ones. to come back and visit and stuff. Like, what are you looking at the wall? What's on the wall here, Nikki? What is that?
It appears to look like a platypus, but it actually is not. It really isn't.
Oh, that's not a picture from the quarry I'm taking. What is that, Ben?
That's called a paddlefish. It kind of looks prehistoric. Some people call it a spoonbill. They get up to about 6-7 feet long.
It is from the spring here, or that's from the quarry.
Well, we purchased them and had them put in. They weren't they didn't just show up here. But
oh, okay. Well, I was looking at that and I was like, wait, that looks like it looks like one of those giant whale fish, or what do I think? A whale shark? What is it? Basking shark? It kind of looks like a basking shark with a long nose on it. Does that make sense?
Sure. I've never heard of a basking shark, but. It's I guess it'd be the freshwater version of a shark that doesn't eat anything but algae and filters the water.
Actually, okay, it's a plant eater. It doesn't eat meat. So you have nothing to worry about,
it's
Denise.
Eat hair. It's gonna eat our hair.
It might eat your hair. It might go for the hair, but that's okay, right, Nikki?
Well, yeah.
It's okay. You have no problem with that. You can grow new hair.
If Abby was here, they'd eat her. They'd eat her boobs.
Okay, if you say so. I'm not sure why, but are you talking about Oscar the grouper, the groper?
Yeah, because she had the leaves on her top, and then the grouper ate him.
Yeah, I got to get that video up at scubaradio.com, because that is impressive stuff. We're literally, you know, we're stockpiling tons of video footage from our little world tour that we're in the midst of right now. And, yeah, there is some footage of Mermaid Abby being accosted by Oscar the grouper. That is really impressive. And I don't know, maybe do you name your fish like that? Like, what was that platypus fish? Do you, like, name them or anything or no?
Well, we don't have names, but you guys could be the first to put names on them.
Okay, so if we run into the platypus fish with the mermaids, you can name them. Whichever mermaid sees the platypus fish first gets to name it, Nikki.
Okay, I'm going to start thinking of an awesome name.
All right, you got any ideas?
No, but I know once I make eye contact, I'll know the perfect name for it.
Yeah, it'll just come to you like in a flash, right?
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to name it.
What are you going to name your platypus fish?
Jack.
Jack. Okay, they're like, you know, like a, well, there's, you know, fish or there's jacks.
No, Jack. Just Jack.
Just Jack?
Yeah.
Why? Any story behind that?
I think that's the sexiest name ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Jack? What do you think, Nikki? You think that's a sexy name, Jack, for a fish?
It totally is.
What about, like, Loch Ness Monster? Maybe we need to start a whole new urban legend here at Hague Quarry.
Nessie?
Yeah. I mean, we got to come up with
We come up with, like, a Hague Quarry.
Hague.
Hague.
H-A-I-G-H, quarry.com.
Hague Quarry Monster.
A Hague Quarry Monster. Have you had rumors like that before, Ben, here at the quarry for the divers, just to kind of spook them, you know, around Halloween maybe or something?
Well, we've never tried that. It's a good idea. We've got a port-a-john in the water with a port-a-patty sitting on the bathroom.
So if you're in your dry suit and you got to go, you have an underwater facility. That's pretty sweet. What do you think, Nikki?
Yeah, I got it.
I think we
got
to go dive that site. You want to go dive the porta potty, Denise?
Yeah, I have to go to the bathroom anyways. Got to go there.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting. That's a great idea because, you know, there's two types of divers. Divers that pee in their wetsuit and divers that lie about it, right? But here at Hague Quarry, you can actually do it at an underwater facility. Now, that's impressive. See, there's something you didn't know. Okay, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey gang, this is Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort on Andros in the Bahamas. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
We can live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind. Swim out past the breakers, watch the world die.
Yes, that's kind of what we did last week at Coral Caverns Resort in Andros. Quite a different layout, but I'll tell you, impressive in its own right here at Hague Quarry, just south of Chicago today, as we continue the world tour for Scuba Radio. Now, we are at the check-in station, so to speak. We're just talking to Ben Hague, who helps run this facility. But the big cheese is Tina Hague, and she is behind the counter checking in the divers right now. So we've moved, you know, behind the counter with her. Tina, welcome to Scuba Radio, or I should say thanks for having us.
Thank you, Greg, for coming. You can call me the Cheezette.
The Cheez-Ed, fair enough. That makes a lot of sense. So here behind the counter, people come into the facility. They come into the check-in office. They fill out all the waivers. Yeah, it's something like that.
If it's raining, yeah.
Exactly, right. Yeah, and so you check them in, you take a few bucks, and then you send them over to the quarry and you know, send them on their way, right?
Send them on their way. I take their $20. I have them sign their life away first. Then I check their C card, and if they need any rental equipment, we fill out that form, and then I lighten their pocketbook by $20, give them a little flamingo stamp, and they're out the door, good to dive for the day.
Yeah, and they do. They got plenty of things to see underwater for sure. $20 sounds like a bargain to me, and I would imagine you get a huge amount of divers that come through this facility every year, because isn't this like one of the or the premier diving facility in the almost the entire Chicago area, other than maybe Lake Michigan?
Well, there are two other diving quarries, one further north and one quite a ways south. So we have a variety of places in Illinois to dive. And you always need a variety. You can't just stay at the same old one. But luckily we've had a really good following of divers, both through recreational and through education. The dive shops have really supported Hague Quarry, and I truly appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I can see why. I mean, it's you do have a lot of things to do here on the facility. Like I said, I was surprised how big it was, first of all, and how many people you can accommodate. But you got a bunch of dive sites. When you look at the map that you guys have, you know, underwater there with all the underwater attractions, the platforms and things like that, how many are there exactly?
There are 8 platforms in the 20-foot area, and then there is a 9th platform over in the deep hole, which is suspended at 70 feet.
All right, well, that'll keep you busy for a day, for sure.
Yeah, that keeps the students up off the bottom, but, of course, once they take the little tour, then the bottom gets a little mucked up. So if you're a recreational diver, then you kind of want to avoid where the students have been, and there's plenty of room for that.
Right, and this place is open, what, like 7 to 7 every Saturday and Sunday? Or what?
Correct. That is correct. 7 to 5 on Sundays.
7 to 5 on Sundays. Are you open during the week, too, or it just depends on the season?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm closed Tuesdays.
Closed Tuesday. Take a break on Tuesday.
Needed a little rest.
Exactly. Well, I don't blame you. Now, okay, so you check them in here. They sign their waivers, releases, pay their money, that kind of thing. Get their bearings straight if they're here with a dive shop. You got a lot of training going on here, I guess, as well. Is it pretty much mostly training? Or
it is. It's mostly training. That's 3/4 of the business here is certifications, from open water all the way through dive master.
And you've been doing this for 15 years. You know, Ben gave me a little bit of the history, and I know you and your husband started this place 15 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did, back in 92, so it's a little longer than 15 years, but we started with one dive shop using the facility. Now we have over 80 different shops, independent instructors, and YMCAs. So it's grown by leaps and bounds.
Now, the event we're at today, is this really pretty typical for a Saturday? I mean, I see we got DUI here. We got Divers Alert Network doing a little seminar. But, you know, I would imagine you have stuff going on throughout the summer like this, right?
That is correct. Typically, on a Saturday and Sunday, I usually have about 150 per day. Today is a bit of an exception because of DUI, so I've got a few more people than the norm. But through the summertime, it's usually pretty wild.
Yes, and what about mermaids? This is a first to have mermaids at Hague Quarry, isn't it?
This is a first to have them discovered here at Hague Quarry. Yes.
You got a lot of the divers asking. Have you created a special release when they see the mermaids so they don't get freaked out or shoot to the surface because they're shocked?
I haven't, but that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, we better add a little box there for them because this is truly a first. You know, these girls are used to it. We've had them with sharks. We've had them with, marine life like turtles and things like that. But we've never had them in a quarry. I don't think we've had you in this, water this cool. Guadalupe was like 65. We're around 62 here, right? So there's nothing.
Yeah, this will be fine. You'll be great.
It's going to be a cakewalk. Swim in a bathtub, pretty much. All right, we got more coming up from Hague Quarry. Remember, HagueQuarry.com on the web. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master along with Mermaid Nikki and Denise here at Hague Quarry as we continue the Scuba Radio World Tour 08 just south of Chicago at this fine dive facility. Tina Hague is with me right now as we're still hanging out in the check-in office here at the quarry. And then we're going to go talk to some of the divers. We're going to talk to somebody who actually has orchestrated an archaeological underwater dive specialty course here at the facility. And all kinds of special surprises on the show today. And Tina, I know a big facility like this in the Midwest takes a lot of staff. A lot of people have to help you put this operation or this show on the road every week. And you got a few people you want to thank, I think, right?
Yes, I do. I want to thank my right hand and left hand, Dick Heck. And then the guys that run the parking is Mike Garrick and Dirk Wyatt. And this couldn't be done without their help, for
there
sure.
There you go. A little shout out to them. They helped us get into the facility this morning, so we thank them for that. And then I know today, this weekend, you're doing a lot of special stuff, some giveaways, because like we said, we have Divers Alert Network. They're doing a little safety thing here. I'm not sure exactly what program they're conducting, but they're always doing something in, you know, across the country. And, of course, they're here, and DUI is doing some dry suit demos. And what are you doing, like giveaways, or what are you doing today?
Midwest Scuba Diving Magazine has generously donated a Blackbeard's Cruise for one, so we're having that drawing later on Sunday. That the name will be, the lucky person will be drawn.
Yeah, you know, you kind of have a little tropical feel. You have some thatched huts here. You got some cool-looking fish on, you know, murals like what we'd expect to see down in the Florida Keys or what we'd expect to see in the Bahamas on a Blackbeard cruise. So this is kind of like a little, you know, wet the whistle kind of thing. Tease them like, okay, you get to get in the water, keep your skills up and that kind of thing. And we're going to send one lucky diver off to the Caribbean to dive on a liveaboard. Sweet stuff, right?
Very sweet. Very generous of Midwest Diving Magazine. Really appreciate it.
You got it. And, yeah, that's a fine magazine, too. So, as a matter of fact, I think it's Midwest. What is it, the name? If you just do a search, right, on Google, what is it?
Midwest ScubaMagazine.com.
There you go. Well, that's easy enough, too. Well, stay close. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio, the world's first scuba diving show.
to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at Hague Quarry. Check it out, HagueQuarry.com on the web, just south of Chicago. Matter of fact, a guy just showed up who's going to tell us about some of the jobs that are available across the country. He's based out of the Chicago area, Scuba Jobs Online. Aaron's going to join us here in just a bit on the big show as he's joined us for a dive here at Hague Quarry. But I got Dick with me right now. Dick is, as you heard earlier, Tina's right-hand man. Helps keep this thing, just cruising right along. You cover all the divers. What do you do? Maintain the air compressor tanks and equipment or what, Dick?
Right. It's my responsibility to make sure all the tanks are filled and compressors are up. Any maintenance on the underwater equipment or on the surface equipment that needs repairs and stuff, BCs, whatever comes in, to keep the operation rolling.
Yeah, I would imagine that's no small feat either. If you're having 150 divers show up on a Saturday, that's quite a few air tanks you got to help manage, I would imagine, huh?
It sure is. We've got three big compressors that we have to run sometimes all at the same time besides nitrox fills. So it can get pretty hectic here about another hour from now. We'll start filling all the tanks that people have done on their first dive. And it gets hectic.
Do you have time to actually get in the water and do a little diving yourself to just cool off, or are you just working like a dog here just to keep this machine running smoothly?
On the weekends, stay strictly up here. During the weekday, I have the whole facilities. Like I said, we clean on Tuesday and then Thursday, and, of course, I can dive anytime I want, and it's quite nice to have it to yourself.
Exactly. Now, we have mermaids with us, Dick. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I saw them at Our World Underwater.
Yeah, but you didn't see them in the water. What do you think? How do you think they will manage underwater here at Hague Quarry this weekend?
I think that they can do quite well. The visibility is good. They'll have a lot of people following them.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Now, we already figured we're going to have to do the underwater porta-potty site. Do you have any other favorite sites or attractions here at Hague Quarry that we should take the mermaids to for a little underwater video for the website?
Well, I would suggest maybe taking a trip out through the swim-through. It's about 24 feet long and about 42 inches wide. I can get through it with doubles, so they'll make it easy. Then hit the boat, and then from the boat, possibly out to the Lark, which is about 70 degrees off the center of the boat.
Okay, now wait. The swim-through, am I right? It's like a giant, PVC culvert or something?
Yes, it's a PVC culvert that's suspended up in the air about maybe 8 feet off, and you can swim through it.
It's like an underwater habit trail for divers, I would think, right?
Yeah, that'd be a good way to describe it.
All right, cool. I look at that. That'd be fun to have a few mermaids pop in through that. And then you have I didn't know, there's a boat underwater here, too? That would make sense, I guess, being where I'm in the water. But, that's almost too normal. And I'm usually used to hearing things like, helicopters and, what is it, underwater rock crusher or something?
Right, that's part of the mining equipment that was left here. The Hagues put the boat in one of the first legs, and then truck, amphibious, or actually I think it's a marine dump truck, and then an amphibious truck during the Vietnam War called a Lark. And they're spaced with compass headings so that you can practice your compass work besides the underwater swimming.
Good stuff. All right, we got a Dan tip and more from Hague Quarry next.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. the third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue hole, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 48. You never see fish with big butts, but if you did, you could call it a junk-in-the-trunk fish.
That's too funny. I can't remember when I've heard a funnier anecdote.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Meyer, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm great, Greg.
That's great. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, I thought we might...
You know what I think?
That we need a refresher course in etiquette?
You read my mind.
You always have to go for the dramatic, don't you?
I find it keeps me entertained.
And that's what matters. So tell me, what kind of etiquette would you like to review? I'm guessing diver etiquette?
I was thinking some quick tips on how to be polite in a variety of diving situations.
For example?
Boat diving.
Well, space is limited on a boat, so it's important not to take more than your share. Keep all of your gear together and store any extras under your seat or in the spot designated for you by the crew. Follow the procedures set by the dive crew, which will likely include having your gear in place and ready prior to approaching the entry-exit area. Be aware of those in the water when you enter and clear the entry point quickly so others can follow. Do a buddy check before descending and don't forget to tip the dive crew. They earn it.
Nicely done. How about shore diving?
When diving from a restricted entry point, get ready and do all equipment checks before you get to the water's edge. Use your training and employ the preparation and signal techniques it advocates and be sure to enter the water backwards. It'll help you and your buddy keep your balance, allowing you to get to deeper water with less trouble.
Two for two. All right, let's see. How about night diving?
Easy. Don't shine your light in other divers' eyes. Keep control of your dive light, and if you have one attached to your mask, be careful where you look. Likewise, don't shine your light directly in the eyes of the creatures you'll encounter. They can't see any better than you can when they're blinded. Aim your light just off to the side of them. You'll be able to see them just fine, and they'll be able to see as well.
I'm impressed. How about reef diving?
You probably already know what I'll say about this one. Practice good buoyancy control and stay off the reef. Crashing into it or allowing your equipment to drag damages the reef and harms the marine life that lives there. And that's bad etiquette any way you look at it.
You're unstoppable, but I've got you now. What about lake and quarry diving?
Greg, you've got to be kidding. I earned my fins in quarries. Diving in locations known for visibility issues brings us back to buoyancy control once again. Practice good control and stay off the bottom. This will stir up a lot less sand and silt, not only making it nicer for you and your buddy, but for other divers in the water.
I think this round goes to you, but as long as we're talking about buddies...
It's as important to be a good buddy as it is to have one. Always be prepared, both physically and mentally, and arrive properly equipped for the dive. Be familiar with the plan and stick to it. Stay close enough to your buddy to lend assistance and use the communication signals you agreed upon before the dive. Respect your buddy's skills and limits, and be honest about your own. Remember to treat each other as companions, not caretakers.
Wow. So if you had to characterize diver etiquette in general...
I'd say it's like every other kind of etiquette. Take others into consideration, treat them like you want to be treated, and you'll likely be considered a diver folks enjoy having on site.
Etiquette is nothing more than an expected code of behavior in a given setting. And it's no different with diving. Knowing diving etiquette can make you a more polished diver, and it often takes little more than considering the needs of others. So give a little thought to those around you, and you'll be just fine. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, we're back at Hague Quarry. Check it out, haguequarry.com on the web. We have Mermaid Nikki and Mermaid Denise and, of course, Greg the Dive Master. We are here hanging out with the divers here in the Midwest. And Aaron has stopped by from Scuba Jobs Online. Now, we met Aaron at the Our World Underwater Dive Show a few months ago. And, Aaron, welcome to Scuba Radio. Or I should say thanks for having us in your neck of the woods this weekend.
Welcome to the Midwest. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know you come out here quite a bit. And you run this website or this organization that helps divers find gigs. Like maybe if they need extra help here at Hague Quarry, I guess, too, right?
Well, sure. Any dive shop that needs a dive master, any company that produces scuba equipment, gear, anything else that needs sales professionals or any kind of help, we post that job.
Yeah, and we got mermaids. Sometimes they can't do mermaiding 24/7, so they may need to pick up a diving gig here and there. And that's why we're talking to Aaron. ScubaJobsOnline.com is the website. You can check it out. And I know you got a few gigs right now that you're looking out, looking for divers. It doesn't cost anything either to find these jobs, right, across the country or across the Caribbean or what?
Anywhere in the world. It doesn't cost anything for a diver to post their resume, to find jobs, look for jobs. It only costs an employer $12 to actually post a job. So it's a real user-friendly site for anybody in the dive industry looking for a job or looking to find somebody that can fill that job.
Nice. Now, I know you got a few gigs, and so let's see if we can find one for the mermaids or anyone else listening right now. What do you got or what are you looking for right now?
Well, a couple of the hot jobs we have right now, one is we'll go getting your fins wet, and that is with Kona Hanu Dive in Oahu, Hawaii.
Oh, and Nikki, would you want to go to Hawaii, and what are they going to do there?
Well, they're going to have to be a retail manager.
Retail manager, you have to sell.
Huh? You get to dive, too.
They get to dive in Hawaii.
Check this out. I'm totally for it, and that is an awesome website, and my dog used to be named Kona.
Oh, that's a sign. That's a sign. And I think you should put that on your resume when you, you think?
I think you should interview for the job. I think
you think mermaid, underwater mermaid, would be added value?
Job title? Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't know. She would probably put me down as a reference. So, I don't know. We're going to have to coach her accordingly. Okay, so Kona in Hawaii,
yeah,
you got
a
gig there.
This, guys, as you go to the Scuba Jobs online website, you just do a job search, and it'll come up under Retail Manager. Send your resume to Captain Glenn, and if you've got the qualifications, he'll give you a call.
Nice. All right, gig in Hawaii. It sounded better than a radio show host. All right, what else you got there,
Well, we're going to kind of move down the spectrum a little bit. We're going to do a job that is for landlubbers. You need to be a diver, but with some medical certification. And that's with Diversified Clinical Services as a hyperbaric chamber technician. And we all know what hyperbaric chambers are.
Yeah, unfortunately. We have to have them maintained and just in case we need them.
This is a job that's got great benefits. It's a salary. They'll put you through the training, get you certified. It's a 9-to-5 job, Monday through Friday. So you can – they're based in Jacksonville, Florida, but they have –
Yeah, that was the first thing I heard Nikki ask. Well, where's it at? Is that in Hawaii, too? Okay, maybe. If they're going to pay for my training, okay. But that one's in Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, actually, they've got jobs all over the country. In fact, right here in Peoria, just outside of Hague Quarry, they have an opening. But they have openings in Maryland, Hawaii, to California, and everywhere. Basically, there's a chamber.
Yeah, well, and that's a cool gig, actually. I never thought about that as a scuba job, but you're right. That makes a lot of sense. And if they pay for the training, it's good stuff to know, and it'd be a very nice career choice, it sounds like to me.
Well,
okay, what else?
It's a 9-to-5 job. You also can teach on the weekends.
You can mermaid. Well, you can 9-to-5 in a chamber, work at a chamber, and then mermaid or moonlight. Moonlighting mermaid, something like that. All right, wait. I think he has some more. ScubaJobsOnline.com. We'll check it out and come back with him after the break. More coming up on the world's first radio show. Devoted to diving.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from Liquid Assets TV inviting you to dive into something different on your next scuba vacation. Liquid Assets is shooting 2 television pilots aboard the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and we want you, the real diver, to be a part of it. Get involved from the ground up as we create the next exciting wave in diving television. For more information, go to www.liquidassets.tv. We'll see you on the boat.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Can't we just keep it closed and mark it rest in peace?
Not as long as naval scientists are trying to prove that porpoises have brain structures rivaling man's. Tests every day are proving these sea creatures are so intelligent and possess such amazing faculties that they seem almost human. Even superhuman.
Lady Dolphin and a dolphin boat were swimming out to sea one day. All the other lady dolphins smiled, but they were smiling in that subtle dolphin way. Remember all the things I said, that I love you till the day I'm dead. But I need you like this hole in my head. I need you like this hole in my head.
You know, that whole tropical vibe, it makes me think of our trip we got, you know, coming up in September. September 6th, we're going out with Explorer Ventures again on a wild dolphin cruise. Nikki is going to be on that one. You can't take a gig before then, Nikki, because you still want to go on that liveaboard trip, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Even Hawaii. You'll have to put off Hawaii at least till September.
Oh.
Oh. Don't look at me with those puppy dog eyes. It's just not going to work. But, yeah, we got a very cool trip, exploreventures.com. Check it out on the web. Call them up. Book your space now. It's filling up fast. Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise with wild dolphins in the Bahamas and Explorer Ventures. Now, Aaron is our guest right now from Scuba Jobs Online. You're looking for a gig in the dive industry. Aaron's the guy to go to, or the website scubajobsonline.com is the place to check it out. We've already heard about gigs in Hawaii and Jacksonville, Florida, and other places. And you got one more gig you're looking for right now that somebody's trying to find somebody from the dive industry or to get into the dive industry. And what is it, Aaron?
Well, this is actually with the University of Washington, just outside of Seattle. And this is, you know, it kind of shows the breadth of the depth of the industry in that they are looking for a research technologist, a level one position. You're going to be doing marine biology work. And all they require is either an open water certification or what they call a scuba scientific diver certification. And this is working as a technician for a major university.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So you have to actually have some education for this gig. So that's gonna rule Nikki out. That's gonna rule Denise out, and me. Pretty much the entire Scuba Radio crew. However, if you do have a degree and you have some real knowledge in that field, or you're good at math, maybe, I don't know.
Maybe.
That would worry. So that is what would you do in that? As a research field person or something?
In a database. You're gonna analyze photos. They're doing near shore water surveys. They're collecting marine life. They're basically doing a study of that shoreline to see how the ecology is evolving along that shoreline.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, well, there you go. Check that out, scubajobsonline.com. We're going to check in with Aaron every month or so, get a little update on the jobs that people in the industry are looking for, and maybe giving you an opportunity to turn your passion into your profession. All right, we got more from Hague Quarry coming up in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.